pause it to answer the phone you, but I hear nothing but it's my heart.
I have told you some already, and more I can tell you.
No one, sir. Same one, sir.
Have I not named some already?
What have I said or done?
We're going to keep the cousins in a poverty and giving something to a faction that was dangerous to the colony.
Listen, I be entertained to thanks because I must keep my conscience.
Say that one brother should commit felony or treason and come to his brother's house. If he knows him guilty and conceals him, he is guilty of offense. It is his conscience to entertain him, but if his conscience comes into act and give a countenance and entertainment to him that has broken the law, he is guilty too. So if you do not countenance those that are transgressors of the law, you are in the same fact.
What law do they transgress?
The law of God and the state.
In what particular?
Why among the rest, whereas the Lord doeth say, honor thou father and thy mother.
Aye, sir, in the Lord.
This honor you have broached in giving countenance to me.
And entertain those that I entertain them against any act. For there is the thing, or what God hath appointed.
You knew that Mr. Wilbright did preach the sermon, and those that countenance him in this you break a law.
What law have I broken?
Why does his commandment?
I deny that, for he will rise, saith in the Lord.
You have joined with them in a faction.
In what faction have I joined with them?
And presented the petition.
Suppose I have set my hand for the petition. What then?
You saw the case tried before.
But I have not my hand for the petition.
Your counsel.
Wherein?
Why in entertainment?
What breach of the law is that, sir?
Why dishonoring of town?
But put the case, sir, that I do fear the Lord and my parents. May not I entertain them that the fear the Lord because my parents will not give me leave?
If they be the fathers of the commonwealth and they of another religion, if you entertain them, then you dishonor your parents and are justly punished.
If I entertain them as they have dishonored their parents, I do.
No, but you by counting them above others by honoring the commonwealth.
I may put honor upon them as the children of God, if they do honor the Lord.
We do not mean to discourse with those of your sect, but only this. You do adhere unto them, and you endeavor to set forth this faction, and so you do dishonor them.
I do acknowledge no such thing. Neither do I think that I ever put any dishonor upon you.
Why do you keep such a meeting at your house as you do every week upon a set day?
It is lawful for me so to do, as for all your practices. And can you find a warrant for yourself and condemn me for the same thing? The ground of my taking this up was, when I first came to the land, because I did not go to such meetings as those were. And it presently reported that I did not allow of such meetings, but held them unlawful, and therefore, in that regard, they said I was proud and did despise all ordinances. Upon that, a friend came to me and told me of it, and to prevent such expressions, took it up. But it was in the practice before I came. Therefore, I was not the first.
For this that you appeal to our practice, you need no confrontation. If your meeting had answered to the former, it had not been offensive. But I will say that there was no meeting of a woman alone. But your meeting is of another sort, for there are sometimes men among them.
There was never any man with us.
Well, admit there was no man at the meeting, and that you were sorry for it. There is no warrant for your doing, and by what warrant do you continue such a course?
I conceive there lies a clear rule entitled that the elder women should instruct the younger, and then I must have a time wherein I must do it.
All this I grant you. I grant you a time for it, but what is this to the purpose that you, this cousin, must call a company member from their calling to come to be taught of you?
Will it please you to answer me this and to give me a rule, for then I willingly submit to any truth? If any come to my house to be instructed in the ways of God, what rule have I put to them away?
But suppose that 100 men come unto you to be instructed, will you forbear to instruct them?
As far as I conceive, I cross a rule in it.
Very well, and do you not so fear?
No, sir, for my ground is there. No, sir, for my ground is they are men.
Men and women, all all is one for that. But suppose that a man should come and say, Miss Hutchinson, I hear that you are a woman that God has given his grace unto, that you have knowledge in the word of God. I pray, instruct me a little. Ought you not to instruct this man?
I think I may. Do you think it is not lawful for me to teach women? And why do you call me to teach the court?
We do not call you to teach the court.